So the brothers and Yosef have this relationship where they don't like him very much. And so Yaakov doesn't help the cause by he gives Yosef a nice jacket, and he says he loved him a lot. Ki ben zakuni mulo. He was a son in the old age, you know, the little kid, you love him a little bit extra.
Just a question on that.
Yeah.
Why wasn't it Binyamin that Yaakov?
Good, that's what he says. But Binyamin didn't happen yet. No. But anyway, so he says that's actually part of the animosity. If it were Binyamin, we'd all understand. But it's not Binyamin. Why are you treating Yosef extra nice? He's not even the Ben Zakunim. That's the obviously Yaakov S on Rashi. So, but Rashi says, Uncle Stergame Ari Bar Chakim Havle Koma Shalaman Mishem Ve'ever Masarlo. It wasn't just that he liked him more, he was learning special Torah with Yosef. So the Emes Yaakov says, wait a minute. First of all, Yaakov knew a lot of Torah. He did, as we know from Chazal, spend 14 years in Shem Ve'ever, in Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever. Why? Because there's 14 unaccounted years in the story of Yaakov. You know, if you count up his years and everything we do know, there's 14 missing years. So where must have he been?
End of the first second parak, I think, in Gemara Megillah.
Good. It's Gemara Megillah. That has the Chisha B'Shanim there. So that he learned the 14 years. It was also in Rashi Al Torah back in Vayetze. So where he was. He was in 14 years in Shem Ve'ever. And he was punished. Yosef was missing from him for 22 years because he was away with Laban for 22 years. But he was actually away for 36 years. He wasn't punished for the 14 years he was in Shem Ve'ever. Okay. But Yaakov learned a lot of Torah. First of all, he lived with Avram Avinu until he was 15. Okay, Avram Avinu, what did he do? He spent his time teaching Torah to everybody who came by. Okay, and then he lived with Yitzchak. He knew a lot of Torah. So he didn't teach them the Torah of the Avos. He taught him the Torah of Shem Ve'ever.
Well, isn't it the same Torah? It's just been handed down. Meaning, where did Avram live? Probably Shem Ve'ever. Where did Yitzchak learn from Avram from
could,
Shem Ve'ever?
Could be. Could be. So, but why didn't it say Kol Mashalamad Masarlo? Why is it Kol Mashalamad Mishem Ve'ever? That's what he's trying to understand. The words in Rashi specifically, it's the Torah he learned in Shem Ve'ever that he gave over to him. Okay? And second of all, he didn't teach all his sons, all the Shiftika. He only taught Yosef?
Probably he did, just not what he learned in Shem Ve'ever.
Ah, so he taught them all the Torah, and he taught Yosef the Torah in Shem Ve'ever. So good. So now we have to understand then, what was specifically this Torah about Shem Ve'ever? So let's go back a minute. Why did he... We could ask the question originally. Again, back in Vayetz, he just spent... He was 36 years old. He had learned a lot of Torah from Avram and Yitzchak. And now his father sends him to Haran. He sends him away, and he stops off to learn for 14 years. In the Emes Yaakov's analogy, he says, imagine I sent you to the supermarket to get something for me, and on your way, you go to learn in the base medrash. Now, Yaakov Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, and the Emes Yaakov, and me, none of us are going to belittle, you know, not that I'm in any way in their category, but I'm saying I'm not belittling the Torah learning. It's important to go to the base medrash. But there's a time and place. If I sent you to the store, let's say, for a container of milk, it's because, you know, my coffee's waiting, and I need some milk. And, you know, if you don't come back with it now, so great, you went to, why don't you bring me the milk, and then go to the yeshir. I love that you're learning Torah, but not while I'm waiting. Right now, you had to go to Shem Ve'ever? So he says, well, let's understand. Who are Shem Ve'ever? When did Shem live? Shem was whose son?
Noach's
son. So what was going on at that time? Were people good or bad? Pretty bad, right? There was a mob ball and stuff to destroy them. Okay, so Shem managed to be good in such a society. Ever, when did he live? Right after, the Dor HaFlaga. Okay? Dor HaFlaga, again. Not so good. Shem Ve'ever managed to make a yeshiva and be from Gevalt. So what is it about the Torah at Shem Ve'ever that's different than the Avos Torah? Yes?
It's more like secular wisdom.
Secular wisdom? Okay. Or had a deal...
The Mesirat Nefesh aspect.
Mesirat Nefesh, okay. Because think about the Avram, it could have almost been a bubble. Imagine, somebody shows up and starts making trouble in Avram's yeshiva. Do you remember who that was? Ishmael. And what did they do to him? Kicked him out. Okay, it's a pretty strict yeshiva. So, they're able to learn unexposed to anything else. The learning in this Babel, Avram's Torah, it's a very safe environment. Yaakov is leaving that environment. He's going to live with Lavan. So Yaakov needs a different kind of Torah. He needs the Torah of Shem Ve'ever, the people that were able to have Torah and do Torah while immersed in a world that's, I don't know, antithetical to that Torah, opposed to that Torah, or not going along with that Torah. The Torah of Avram and Yitzchak is fundamentally different than the Torah of Shem Ve'ever. So says the Emes Yaakov, that is why he had to learn this Torah with Yosef. Because we have the Bris Bein HaBasar. Avram is told, Yadoi Teidak, Ki Geriyah Zarachav, Erzal Vahem, Ramat Shana. Why is he being told that?
Wait,
all the things
Yosef
to tell him.
Specifically, all the Shvatim are going to go
back. But who's going to go and be able to set up the circumstances to make them able to thrive there?
Yaakov couldn't have known that.
Yaakov knows that now. Yaakov first had to learn that. That's why he went to Shem Be'ever on the way to Lavan. So the Emes Yaakov changes his analogy. He says, instead of sending you to the store to get milk, imagine I sent you to go buy me a lulav and etrog. So not saying go to the Beis Medrash and learn 14 years on the way because you're going to miss a few sukkahs on the way. But on the way to buy me a lulav and etrog, you decide to go pull up Rav Rimon's YouTube video, 5 minutes, how to pick out a lulav and etrog. That would be a legitimate thing to do on the way. Okay, or you know, in the Beis Medrash, they hung up a big board of like the psula. You know, I've seen posters of the different lulavim and etrogim. So you're like, okay, on my way, let me just remind myself, how big does the lulav have to be? So if you took a minute on the way to getting dalaminim to learn how to buy me dalaminim, that would be legitimate as opposed to just going to the Beis Medrash to learn now while I'm waiting on my milk. So he says that's the same thing. When Yaakov is sent to Haran, he needs to learn the Torah, he needs the Haran, so on the way. So yes, Yitzchak's okay with him going to learn the 14 years in Shem Ve'ever on the way, which is why he wasn't punished for those years. So Yaakov, why are the Avos told about the 400 years in Mitzrayim? So they can prepare themselves and learn that special Torah that they're going to need in Galus, the Torah HaGalus. Yaakov learns that Torah with Yosef, because Yosef is going to be the ones who is going to be able to do something about it, and he has to teach him that Torah. So yes, Yaakov learned Torah with all his sons. Which Torah? Torah Sa'avos. But the Torah of Shem Ve'ever was specifically the Torah he gave to Yosef, and the brothers resented it because part of the tzivoy, part of the haftach of them going to Mitzrayim was what? Achreichen yetzu b'rechush gadol. So they think, this is on the other side of your page, so therefore they're like, what? He's going to get all that? So yes, for the rest of them, the Torah of the Avos was enough. And they're all part of it. But they thought they were being edged out on that share of it. And therefore they all resented it. But it's a fundamentally different Torah. You know, there's a yeshiva somewhere, I'm sure I've seen it, whose slogan is immersed in Torah but engaged in the world. Okay, what is that? That there's Torah that you cordon yourself off from the world, like a teva. Or there's Torah that you're looking out for, how am I going to take this Torah and go out and, you know, serve our communities and be the leaders in our communities and you know, be a businessman who's from and koveyaitim and ethical and proper. There's Torah. This is the Torah that served Yaakov when he was dealing with Lavan. This is the Torah that serves Yosef when he's dealing with Paro. These are adversaries. These aren't friendlies. And that's the special Torah that Yaakov learned with Yosef. That's why it's a specific, unique Torah. The Torah of Shem Ve'ever that helped them. Yes.
But if Yaakov was teaching Yosef it earlier, that implies that he had some knowledge that Yosef would be going down first, which directly contradicts the Pesukim, because Yaakov seems to believe that Yosef was killed and had no idea that he had gone down early and couldn't have possibly known that even if he had gone down early that he would eventually become the vice czar.
Okay. Yeah, and then he probably thought it to Binyamin.
So it could be that it's Siyata Deshmaya that he ended up teaching to him. In other words, in retrospect, the Torah of Shem Ve'ever that he had learned with him served him well.
But I'm saying then, but why would he have taught it to him in the first
place?
So
maybe because he was already his favorite, from his favorite wife, the one he gave the coat to, so he learned this specific Torah, meaning even if he didn't end up going down in that manner, he had plans that he was going to be the one, because they did have this Mesorah already from Avram, his grandfather, that they would end up in Mitzrayim. So he knew he had to give over the Torah to somebody on how to deal with it. Why didn't he give it over to everybody? Because he was going to choose one to be a leader. Why didn't he choose Yehuda to be the leader? Okay, then we can start with Reuven. Why couldn't we get a specific one? So then we can start asking those questions. But the fact that he was giving over the specific Torah, the Torah of Galus, to somebody doesn't surprise us. Okay, and without even getting into the Avos and the Ruach HaKodesh.
No, but actually it does fit, though. It does fit. When it says Torah of Taraf, maybe Yaakov was upset, A, because Yosef had died, but B, because all of that effort
Correct.
Knowing that he would be the first,
beautiful.
He was killed, and now
beautiful.
All of that
happens. I love it. In other words, why is Yaakov upset so much when Yosef is lost? He's like, he's the one I taught all the Torah Shema Ivra to all of you. I only took Torah Zavos. Now I got to quickly teach one of you Torahs. Not that that's so bad to teach them, but in other words, the effort was futile. That's beautiful. Okay, so that's not in the Emes Yaakov, but it's a beautiful addition to the Emes Yaakov. The Emes Yaakov does say about the special, unique Torah of Galus. Yes?
Doesn't he also later call on
Where's it down?
Went down
to Mitzrayim. Pull it up. Shkach.